Dune, Frank Herbert. Through Paul's mind flashed the related knowledge, the hunter-seeker's limitations. Its compressed suspensor field distorted the vision of its transmitter eye. With nothing but the dim light of the room to reflect his target, the operator would be relying on motion, anything that moved. A shield could slow a hunter, give time to destroy it, but Paul had put aside his shield on the bed. Lasguns would knock them down, but lasguns were expensive and notoriously cranky of maintenance. And there was always the peril of explosive pyrotechnics if the laser beam intersected a hot shield. The Atreides relied on their body shields and their wits. Now, Paul held himself in near catatonic immobility, knowing he had only his wits to meet this threat. The hunter-seeker lifted another half meter. It rippled through the slatted light from the window blinds, back and forth, quartering the room. "I must try to grab it," he thought. "The suspensor field will make it slippery on the bottom. I must grip tightly." The thing dropped a half meter, quartered to the left, circled back around the bed. A faint humming could be heard from it. "Who is operating that thing?" Paul wondered. "It has to be someone near. I could shout for Yue, but it would take him the instant the door opened." The hall door behind Paul creaked. A rap sounded there. The door opened. The hunter-seeker arrowed past his head toward the motion. Paul's right hand shot out and down, gripping the deadly thing. It hummed and twisted in his hand, but his muscles were locked on it in desperation. With a violent turn and thrust, he slammed the thing's nose against the metal doorplate. He felt the crunch of it as the nose eye smashed and the seeker went dead in his hand.